Mr. Chair, I will move to the next question, question three. Are there measures and strategies aimed to cope with climate change impacts on inland water transport already implemented in your country or organization? The majority of respondents mentioned improvement of the water management, flood risk management, and adaptation of the fleet, including new vessel designs adapted for extreme water levels, modernization, and other, and so on. The next measure mentioned is the development and use of risk assessments, contingency plans, and warning systems, which is also, in fact, related to the digital twin we discussed yesterday. Decarbonization of the operation of port and navigation, and the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. Use of monitoring systems, river information services, and effective data management to inform and support timely climate change action. Collaboration with the road and rail sectors. Collaboration with the energy and water suppliers, onboard transport providers, and other key players. And the least number of respondents mentioned a strengthening of the resilience of the existing infrastructure to impacts associated to climate change. Some respondents mentioned that there were no measures in this area already implemented, but that it was planned for the coming years. Are there any comments on the measures and strategies aimed to cope with climate change impacts? Maybe something is missing in the list. Maybe there are some other activities that could be included here.